Good afternoon, Home Care. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon, Sarah. My name is Tiffany Thomas, and I was calling because I have a complaint to put in one of your workers, and I just wanted to know, or one of your employees. I'm not even sure if they're still an employee, but just wanted to see what the process is, because I think it needs to be told.
Okay, you can, what's going on?
So there is a client that I believe is, well, my mom is one of the clients, but there's another client. So my sister takes care of my mom. My sister leaves my mom in the house for hours at a time, and she is unable to get up. She's had a few strokes. So she goes to this other man, which is not too far from my mom, which is a blind person. Is I guess they under the same or a different agency. And she's trying to be two places at one time, but she's neglecting both of these people because she's clocking in from places she's not supposed to clock in from. She's leaving my mom in the house for hours at a time and not allowing anybody else the time or hours because I guess she
Understood.
wants all the money for whatever reason. But you're not
Okay.
physically able to take care of this
Right.
lady
Right. So
around the clock. You know what I
what
mean?
is your mom's name?
Betty Bassoon. Bettie Bassoon, Bethune. She might not be what you thought. She might be with a different person. This might be her other agency.
I know the name, so she might have been with us at one point. So let me see where
Yeah, she might have been here at one point.
we're at. Okay. And what's your sister's name?
Felicia Bethune.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, I'm a little upset right now because this lady has me at the police district, like telling these people that I'm trying to harm her because
No, I get
I'm
it.
trying to help
Yeah.
take care of my mom. My mom lives in her house. My mom just started living with her since 2021. My mom was living with me before my son passed away. Her and my mom had some little whatever going on. You know how these people work. They had whatever going on. My mom was under my roof. Now that my son passed away, she's been living at my mom's, I mean, at my sister's at 5541 Bowie Street since 22. So now because my mom is physically incapable of taking care of herself, you don't want me at your house. You're trying to do all these different things. You got this
Yeah.
man that's blind you're taking care of at another place. You
Okay, so
even
she's
neglected
clocked
him.
in. Can I ask you? She's clocked in with us when she's supposed to be working with your mom with a different agency?
Yes.
Okay.
So
Alrighty.
she's working
If you hold
multiple
on one,
places.
yeah, just hold on one second and I'm going to give you the right information on where to report this to. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hi. Okay. So I'm gonna inform my administrator, but I'm gonna give you this number also. This is where you report any suspected fraud or abuse within Medicaid. And that is 844-347-8477.
Any particular department or
Well, that should take
section?
you right to the fraud department, and then they will probably just take a message and have somebody reach back out to you. But being that Felicia is an active employee with us, I'm going to escalate this to my administrator to see how he would like to proceed. And if it's okay, is it okay for me to give him your contact info as well?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and what was your name again?
Tiffany Thomas.
Okay, Tiffany. I appreciate you, and we will see what we can do about this. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.